There's no independent confirmation of events other than what the lead attorney for Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has said by phone to various news agencies, including Associated Press. John Henry Brown represents Bales and said the accused, but not yet charged, Bales has little or no recollection of the shootings in two Afghan villages. And Brown is quoted as saying, contrary to early reports, Bales didn't actually witness the wounding of a fellow soldier who lost a leg the day before the rampage, only that he heard about it. Bales was moved to Fort Leavenworth last Friday to a pretrial prison known as the Joint Regional Correctional Facility. He's still being tested before joining the inmate population. Last year, when WikiLeaks suspect Private Bradley Manning was moved to that prison, its commandant, Lieutenant Colonel Dawn Hilton, met with media, including KCUR, and described the routine intake work, the same type Bales is going through now.
All of my prisoners receive in-depth mental health evaluation, and they do look at their historical mental health issues as well as their potential future.
As lawyers meet another day today with Bales, his state of mind at the time of the shootings will be a critical issue. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.